The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God. He healed those who were in need of healing. And as the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." Jesus said to him, "Give them some food yourselves." But they replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all of these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus said the blessing over them, broke them, gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. "I love you." Those are powerful, very powerful words. Those words, "I love you," will change a relationship. When you say those words to someone, you can't take the words back, nor can you take back the reaction that you created in that other person. Those are powerful words. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh." God spoke, and the Word became flesh. And he couldn't take back that word either. Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And we believe as Christians, as followers of him, that he is truthful. And that now he has changed the bread and the wine into his body, into his blood. In this way, his promise to remain with us until the end of time is fulfilled. And he doesn't take back that promise. Just as in the beginning when the Lord God took soil, dirt, and blew pneuma, life into it, so the breath of the words, "This is my body, this is my blood," breathes life, the life of Jesus, into the bread and wine. And it's either there or it's not. Either that bread and wine truly is the body and blood of Jesus, or it's not. This is an all or nothing proposition. Ever wonder, after Holy Communion, you see me cleansing and purifying the vessels? This is because every drop and every crumb is either truly the body and blood of Jesus Christ, or it's not. But because those words have power, you and I as Christians believe from the very first century that this truly is the body and blood of Jesus. Just as we believe the words of baptism, when I say, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," we believe that you are truly baptized. Just as we believe the words of absolution in the confessional, when I say, "I forgive you of all of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," those words are so powerful that your sins are forgiven. When you come to Holy Communion, when you genuflect to the Blessed Sacrament, when you pray and kneel before the tabernacle, you are hearing those words of Jesus saying, "I love you." And hearing those words will change your relationship with him forever. Why? Because those words have power.